is Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to make sure that you know about my Blast Off class. This is my most popular class ever. And we are blasting off next week, and I would like for you to join us. We're going to talk about visions and goals and finances and lots of inspiration and motivation, but also some practical tools that you can use to really grow your art career and be happy at the same time. I hope that you'll check it out. Just go to artbizcoach.com/bo.html. That's B-O as in blast off. Today I want to talk to you about using testimonials to increase your business. You know, artists publish testimonials in brochures and on websites to share the experience clients have had with them. A powerful testimonial is particularly effective for artists who teach classes and workshops, for artists who accept commissioned work such as portraits or custom jewelry, and for artists who compete for public art projects. That's because these three areas have heavy service components. You need to please people in order to succeed in teaching, commissioned work, and public art projects. There are correct and incorrect ways to ask for testimonials. So let's look at both and use teaching as an example. And we're also just going to assume that it's going to be a written inquiry, that you're writing to someone in a letter or an email to ask for a testimonial. Okay, first, the incorrect way. Dear so-and-so, I'm happy you attended my class last weekend. I enjoyed meeting you and seeing your work. I hope it was time well spent for you and that you learned something you could use right away. Would you be willing to give me a testimonial for my website? Thank you for your consideration, me. Now let's think about that for a second. Why is this incorrect? Well, it's incorrect because it puts the recipient on the spot. She must either answer yes or no. Yes, she'll give you a testimonial, or no, she won't. Or she could ignore your question altogether and wait to hear from you again. From any way you look at it, it's uncomfortable for everyone involved. Especially when, and this I'm sure is never going to be the case, but especially when the other person isn't feeling all warm and fuzzy about your experience together. So you don't want to put anyone on the spot when you ask for a testimonial. Let's look at the correct way. It's going to start out exactly the same. Dear so-and-so, I'm happy you attended my class last week. I enjoyed meeting you and seeing your work. I hope it was time well spent for you and that you learned something you could use right away. Then it gets different. Here's what you want to say. If you enjoyed the class and found value in the content, I would love hearing from you. See that? If you enjoyed. Testimonials from satisfied students are a powerful way for me to attract new teaching opportunities. The best testimonials are those that mention a specific problem or a concern that I help solve. A one or two sentence testimonial would be appreciated, and I would need your permission to mention your name. Please, though, only share a testimonial if you're so inclined and if it feels authentic. Thank you for your consideration, me. See the difference? The recipient doesn't feel pressured in the second example. You say, if you enjoyed, and if you're so inclined. You know that whatever testimonials result from this message will be from the heart. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. I hope you'll check out my Blast Off class at artbizcoach.com, and I hope that you'll be asking for more testimonials in the future.